The Dawn of Esther by Shaheen Shirazi. I lay the foundation of this word by naming the One, by the name of the Giving Almighty, Creator of the skies and heavens, Creator of what is and what is not, all-knowing of the speech of birds, aware of what is written on an empty board, a flame in the sad hearts of lovers. A flower arising from thorn blossoms, but soon withers. No flower in the garden of naught, lest it weeps upon itself. Shaheen, rise in the middle like a falcon. Live like the rook and not the queen. Lay out the pleasant verse from King Ardashir's deed. Seek victory from the all-giving, and bring the divine word to your lips, so the forlorn can see him, and harvest from the crop of this bond, like the enchanted they weep, ecstatic, intoxicated, and eager, when Haggai saw the king in pursuit of charm, with the courage of a lion, he told the tale of Esther. When the tranquil dawn arrives, the stars lose their luster. As one bright flame burns, 100 other flames fade. What is more pleasant than the kind companion, and how could one live without it? Life with the beloved companion is greater than eternal life. Esther appears like the morning star, shining bright as the moon and the sun. The eager king sat at his bed, drinking wine in the memory of the moon. Intoxicated, he fell like a tired stranger at the end of an arduous road. He marveled at the luminescence of Esther, and praised her beauty. He took his heart's desire from her beauty, with a bond and an engagement. With whom can I share my heart's secret, as I wipe my face with blood, so the king may hear of my condition, and free me from this pain? The evil Haman, who just arrived through the door, my heart aches from his wrongdoing, through day and night. He fights my kind with sharp blades and claws, as Esther revealed the adversary to the king. Ardashir was overcome with anger. Does he not fear me, or does he assume himself king? Towards Haman's tribe they rushed one by one. As they followed Esther's order, they invaded the enemy. See the seashell, the treasures it holds from the fallen drop of rain. It wears the garment of patience and tolerates the world's adversary.